people who have learned to accept each other's flaws. So many flaws. Here's more Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
So somebody in your life is still really into something that you've moved on from, or maybe never were really into all that much, but they keep at it.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt gets pictures of deer from his wife.
Mm-hmm.
She just sees wherever. Wants to share with him.
Yes. And it's nice, unless the deer is like in front of our house, so I don't. I'm done. The deer, it doesn't
Kurt's bored with your photographs. Here, look at more of his. The message, right?
I mean, look at some of these. These are great.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, so how about you, Will in Altoona now? What is it, Will?
It's my mom. It's always the mom. My mom still sends me, like, email jokes.
Oh.
Like, you know that guy that's in the office that always sends that golf joke that used to be, like, back in 2007 or whatever? Like, my mom still does that. And then she reminds me in a text feed to look at my email instead of, like, sending it to me in a text.
Gotta check out this forward.
So she texts you, you go, check your email for that joke I sent you. You're going to love it, honey.
Right. She can't just copy-paste it. And she has a Facebook, too.
None of it
makes sense.
Check your email.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Will. Have a good day. Take care.
If you can tell Colleen is not wearing deodorant, you're not social distancing.
Ew!
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.